Sloan was short, they're like 8 pitches last night. Do you know what's next for him now?
Yeah, we're seeing how he feels today. He's going to go through all pregame stuff down in Norfolk, and then we're going to make a decision on him. But we just had him throw to 3 hitters last night. That was on purpose, and he did it in 8 pitches.
You know, obviously this has been a really, really hard, you know, few weeks, a couple of months for you, and you've been outwardly pretty patient, especially with us.
Thanks, Rich. I'm gonna continue to do that as well as I possibly can.
But is that part of what you've learned as a manager, is to be patient with the players and not, you know, and not go and manufacture an ejection to spark your team? I mean, what is that part of trying to get them to perform at their best?
I think you try a little bit of everything at this point. Yeah, I'm trying to stay patient and positive. It's hard. It's hard right now. And you try to check in with players as much as you possibly can. Try to be patient in here too and positive. Sometimes I don't feel very positive, but I try to be as positive as I possibly can. And I want the players to see that I feel like we believe in them, and I believe in them, and we're going to pull out of this. And I think that we're a lot better team than how we've played the last couple months, especially as of late. And our offense is way better than how we're performing, and we should be performing better. I was thinking today, like, we had probably 8 or 9 guys that could have made the All-Star team. And, you know, the second half has been rough for most of them. And that's just unfortunate, but we got to – there's nothing you can do. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And you got to buckle up and try to perform and try to stick behind them as much as you possibly can.
Are you surprised
that it's gone on as long as it has? Yeah. A little bit, yeah. Yep. I think we have a lot of talent in that room and guys that have performed, and I have high expectations, and this I understand how hard this game is, and I understand how hard it is to hit right now, and there's a lot of lower averages around the league. There's a lot of low OPSs around the league, but I think that we're a better offense than we've shown. Last year feels like a long time ago right now. I mean, just like last year, you know, even the last 2 years, you know, I feel like every win this second half has been hard. Like, even when we're winning games, it's except for the couple games, maybe one in Denver, but then we lost one we shouldn't have there either. But like, even the wins have been a struggle, and it just haven't come easy. And we had a lot of come from behind wins in the past, and I think that gets a little contagious. So it's just been hard. I mean, first half we had a lot of things go right, and you know, the second half just hasn't. It's just been a grind every single game, even in wins, has been hard. So, you know, we got a week and a half left or whatever it is, and you know, I'm hoping that we start playing with a lead a little bit too. It's tough to play from behind every, you know, on most games, and so hopefully we can get some offense going early. Well, I'm not talking about that yet. I'm really focusing on these last whatever we got left, and this game, and then the last 3 series, these last 3 series are obviously really important. Tonight, today is really important. So the focus is about trying to win today. Anything we can do to win today, and go on to tomorrow.
Brandon, have you relied
events to commiserate, to look for advice? Is there anything outside of baseball?
I mean, there's people in the industry, yeah, that I talk to. Tim Cousins is a rock for me, so somebody I've known since I was playing in high school. So he knows me as well as anybody in this building. Some of the players too. I asked some of the guys on the road trip a little bit on, you know, I want them to see or I want their reaction to me, and I want to make sure that I'm that the staff and me are staying consistent and positive and because it's natural to be frustrated at times. I just don't want to show frustration in front of them. So, I talk to sometimes I call my dad, people that care about you. Yeah, that's the thing. It says absolutely. I saw an example of four or five teams that either got to the World Series or won the World Series that had really tough stretches, tough second halves, tough Septembers, but then got rolling. We ran into it last year. I mean, Texas finished the season terribly, flew across country, and all of a sudden kind of got pissed off and started to swing the bat, and we ran into it. And they rolled it all the way through the World Series. So it's definitely possible. And we'll see.
You think your team has that, the ability to get
pissed off? No doubt. We have the offensive ability. We showed it in the first half. You know, we have the ability to do it. And I think we're throwing the ball well. Our pitching's been good. Our starting pitching's given us a chance almost every game. No, I just did it. Rock knows what I'm talking about. We've been terrible all across the board. No jinx there.
Brandon, do Ramon and Wesley need to play for the weekend to get some games under their belt, or could they come back sooner?
Well, they're definitely going to need at least a couple games, and then we're going to kind of see how it goes, honestly. Ramon's missed less time than Wesley. They're both in, Westy's in great physical shape. It's really about at bats with Westy for me. And then with Ramon, it's about seeing how his ankle recovers, which he's doing great. So whether they come back together or one before the other, I would maybe assume that Ramon might come before Westy just from, might not need as many at bats just because Jordan's missed almost the entire second half. So we'll see. We'll see how their games go. But they'll be in there the next two nights in Norfolk. Yes, I'm hoping that he's there by the end of this weekend. So they might have a nice top of the order in Norfolk here pretty soon. Not that they don't already. I'm not really sure what's in there. But.